Hello, dear friends. Thank you for gathering with me again. Today's lesson is Chapter 3 of the Godly Woman Study, titled, The Christ-Centered Life, The Wheel. Our life can be represented symbolically by a bicycle. We have the frame, which is Jesus, in a personal relationship with Him as our Savior. The chain of grace, which is God doing for us what we cannot possibly do for ourselves. And now we will add the back wheel to which the chain of grace will attach to the hub for power and movement. Before we begin, let me read a note from Irma's heart to yours. She says, Hello, friends. Today you're going to be studying an illustration called the wheel. This illustration will help you to understand what it means to live the victorious, spirit-filled Christian life. The key, of course, is having Jesus Christ as Lord of our lives and the center of all that we do. May today's lesson be a tremendous blessing to your life. Love, Irma. We will be looking at two areas today. Firstly, Jesus Christ is the hub. Secondly, the rim represents the obedient Christian living the life. Firstly, let's look at Jesus Christ is the hub. In the same way that the driving force of a wheel comes from its hub, the power to live a disciplined Christian life comes from Jesus Christ. He must be the center of a disciple's everyday life. He lives in us in the person of the Holy Spirit, whose express purpose is to glorify Jesus. He must be Lord of every area of a believer's life. Let us remind ourselves of Colossians 3, verse 4. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with Him in glory. If the hub of the wheel is off-center, the whole wheel will not function the way it should. If one of the spokes is missing or disformed, longer or shorter than any of the others, the wheel cannot work. The beauty of this illustration lies in the fact that a Christian's life, like a wheel, must be in proper balance. When that sense of balance is present, the Christian disciple rolls along through life, glorifying God by fulfilling his or her God-given role on earth. This kind of lifestyle is a powerful witness for all to see. The moving rim of a wheel is the visible evidence that a vehicle is in motion. In this illustration, the wheel represents the Christian's disciples' positive response to Christ's lordship through wholehearted, day-by-day obedience. That obedience in the life of the disciple must be visible to others. Ladies, many of you have been in church for a long time, or for some, perhaps church is a recent discovery. Jesus, who is your Savior, also wants to be the Lord of your life. He wants to be the absolute center of your focus and drive. In my own life, at the age of 8 years old, a visiting missionary from Africa shared about his work in the hospital. He shared the gospel in a church service one autumn night in my hometown. Listening to him, God brought the truth of my sin into my heart. The fact that I was separated from God, but that Jesus had died for all of my sins, was buried and rose again, so I could have eternal life by believing in Him. I responded to God's word and invited Jesus into my heart as my Savior. I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that He is able to guard what I have entrusted to Him until that day. 2 Timothy 1:12. I have never doubted my salvation. But it was at the age of 12 at a girls' church camp, another missionary to Brazil was speaking and challenged us to surrender our lives for missionary service, which I did. What I surrendered was my will to power and live my own life in the direction that I wanted it to go. The call to surrender my will and make Him Lord, and the call to missions remains active even today. Now let's look at the rim, which represents obedience as our response to our Lord, who is our hub and the center of our life. People who come into contact with you should see the fruit of your obedience, as described in Galatians 5:22 and 23, such as your love for others, your joy in all circumstances, peace in the midst of conflict, patience when harassed, kindness in return for rudeness, goodness given even in the midst of hatred, faithfulness when weary, gentleness when rushed, and self-control when emotions dictate otherwise. We must grow in this deep love and obedience to our Lord. 2 Corinthians 5:14 and 15 says, "For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf." Dear friends, is obedience your natural response to Jesus and his word? I don't know what's going on in your life or what God is asking you to do, but I do know my Lord, and he is trustworthy and faithful in the darkest hours. In overwhelming confusion, he is truth and guidance. In the weariness of your body, he is your rest. And in your loneliness, he is the lover of your soul. He has showered down upon us the richness of his grace for how well he understands us and knows what is best for us at all times. Ephesians 1 verse 8 in the Living Bible. Would you come back as we study more about the Lordship of Christ next week? In closing, ladies, let me pray over you. Dear Heavenly Father, as we draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, may we receive your mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Jesus, you are our Savior. May you also be Lord to each of the women who are listening to this lesson, and may they respond daily to you in obedience to your love. Please keep them and bring them back as we study what it means to make you Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Until we gather again, bye for now.